Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Community Matters here on 103.7 WEEI. I'm your host, Scott Cardishi. Glad you could join us. Community Matters is the show that comes your way each and every weekend and keeps you up to date with many of the great things happening in and around our communities here in the state of Rhode Island and eastern Massachusetts and also in eastern Connecticut. And joining us on the show this week, we welcome back to the program the executive director of A Wish Come True, Mary Kate O'Leary is with us. Mary Kate, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, thank you for joining us and certainly want to wish you and yours a very happy holiday season. Mary Kate, I know you've been with us in the past, but as you know, we have changing audiences. So I think the first thing you ought to do is explain to people what A Wish Come True is, what your organization is all about, and what you do.
Sure. So A Wish Come True has been around for just over 42 years now. We've been around for a while. We grant wishes to children that have life-threatening illnesses. So similar to, you know, national organizations and what. But what we do is a little bit different is we also, about 6 years ago, we started this. We embrace the families along this journey and this path as they, you know, from diagnosis through, you know, through the wish and then even after the wish. So if the families are having a hard time paying bills, if they need some support at Christmas time, you know, we take them out to events, you know, they become part of the Wish Come True family, which is really, really pretty exciting. So we typically average about 40 wishes a year. We have expanded now into further into Massachusetts and Eastern Connecticut. So we're covering some of the same areas, which is great.
So, and it's important to note, too, that A Wish Come True is a local organization, correct?
Correct. A Wish Come True is local. It's not associated with any national organization. So we all money stays local, supports all local children. And we always identify a few at each event that we're going to really, you know, raise money for. So we have some really super kiddos that we're going to be raising some money for this year in the Polar Plunge.
You know what? And I want to talk about those two kids. You do have your 21st annual Polar Plunge coming up on January 1st. And that'll take place from noon to 3 in Newport. Is that First Beach?
It's First Beach, yes.
Okay, and yes. And as you mentioned, this year's Polar Plunge will be sponsoring two wishes, if I'm not mistaken, if your website is accurate. Mm-hmm. One is Indy, a four-year-old from Coventry who wants to go to Disney, and Indy, unfortunately, has suffered from cancer, had a brain tumor removed, has had to deal with a lot of stuff, a stroke, blood clots in the brain. But first of all, how is Indy doing, number one, and when will she be going to Disney?
Yes. So she's doing okay. She's a warrior. She's, you know, she's been fighting the battle, which has been great. The family, we've been really supporting the family. In fact, we have a donor that's gotten us some tickets to Disney on Ice after Christmas. So we'll be sending her to that with us. So she's home. She's doing okay. She's going in April to Disney. So she'll actually go to Give Kids the World, which is our partner down there. And they go 3 days at Disney, 2 days at Universal, and then 1 day at SeaWorld, which is very exciting. So she, you know, it brings the family hope at this point. You know, she's yeah. from a pretty large family. It's actually five kids. So pretty large family. So they're really looking forward to a nice break.
All right. And then there's Lars, an 8-year-old boy from Jamestown who suffered a stroke and had an aneurysm from AVM. And he'll be going to Orlando as well, to JW Marriott Orlando Grand Lakes. So tell me about Lars and tell me about his wish and what he'll be doing in Orlando.
Yeah, very special. Interesting. He did not want to go to the parks, but the JW Marriott down there is pretty. It's in Hollywood, Florida, and there's a lot to do that's down in that area. So, I think he's absolutely going to have a blast. He's also, another warrior that's as the family. We call him our wish warriors. Doing better. Has energy and is working on his trip now. Yeah, we're working on his trip.
Oh, did I make a mistake? I said JW Marriott Orlando. It's in Hollywood, Florida. So is that
It's
an?
in Hollywood, Florida.
Oh,
Yes.
okay.
Yes. It's actually in Hollywood, Florida.
And why did Lars want to go down there? If you know, is he a beach guide? Is it or he just likes the warm
Yeah,
weather?
I think they have some really cool indoor, like Greatwood Lodge type stuff, like where it's like the,
Gotcha.
the inside swimming and whatnot. And it just made it easier. It's not as overwhelming as some of the parks can be. And so I think, with his energy level and stuff, that's gonna be perfect for him.
So let's talk about your polar plunge again, which will take place on January 1st at Newport's First Beach from noon to three. How do people, if they want to become involved with that?
Sure. So right now we just kind of close out on our sponsors, which is great. Our presenting sponsor this year is LIUNA and the Rhode Island Laborers Council. They got really involved with this because Indy's dad works for the Laborers Council.
Okay.
So that's why we're hoping to get, more and more folks involved with this because she definitely is, on a challenging road. And then we have some other great sponsors like Massey and Associates, Newport Life, Purvis Systems, Bally's, Ironworkers. All these folks, they know that they're giving locally to these kids, that the money goes directly. We only have five staff here. We work really hard to, make sure that stays local. So your support, people can do multiple things. They can come, they can go on our website at www.awish.org. You can sign up for team, right? So just like anywhere you could, people can support you to go take the plunge, or you can, just make a donation. You can also come and watch. And we'll have t-shirts and this year we've got mittens and gloves and things for, knock on wood, the weather's been pretty good for us, but we have some different things that we'll be selling to again raise money for these two kids.
Oh, that's terrific. And that's not the only event that you hold as well. I know you hold many other events. I know in March we've talked to you about Shamrocks and Shenanigans, and that'll take place, I think, March 14th this year at the Venus de
Yes.
Milo in Swansea. I know you guys had an overwhelmingly successful Wishes Take Flight gala. That was a huge
Yes.
success. Let's talk about the gala first.
Yeah.
Raised a record $630,000. Is that correct?
We did. It was absolutely insane. It was we were so blessed. I think we honored the athletic director at Providence College, Steve Napolillo, and his family. And he, you could just tell how loved he was. But it was also a great opportunity for us to share, our true mission with, new donors, that obviously they know him through PC and PC is so good to us, but also just to be able to understand why the mission is so powerful to Steve and, and others was really, really great. So sometimes people are like, oh my God, you made all that money. Do you really need that money? Well, we all have bills like anything else. We've been able to invest in the program. Last night, we actually used some of those funds to take 100 kids to the Roger Williams Park. We had, that we had pizza and Santa Claus came to visit them. And then we all walked around together, which was amazing. So we're always trying to do a lot of different, different events. And then we put some of that money away. So for the rainy day fund in our endowment. So keep this, organization continuing on through, being over 100 years old is our goal. So, we're good stewards with the dollars, but there's also a huge need, especially as we start to expand and do more services for the families.
I know you mentioned your website, awish.org, and there people can find, found out about all of the events that you run. Tell us about some of the other events. I know Shamrocks and Shenanigans we just talked about, for instance.
Yeah, we try to mix things up because we know people, some people who do the polar plunge, they might not want to be up, be getting dressed up in a tuxedo, or they might not be golfers, right? So we try to switch things up and we try to do things in the local area. So the Shamrocks and Shenanigans in March will actually be in the Venus de Milo that's down in Swansea, and That the Swansea, Somerset, Fall River area, we have a lot of families from that area. So that's, we last year we had 500 people there. It's been going on for a long time. We've got great supporters from that, that community as well. So we have that. We have a lot of anniversaries this year. We have our 30th Rock, Rhythm, and Blues, which will be down in Westport. We have a 15th anniversary for the Williams and Stewart Golf Tournament. So again, great people that are doing different events, but have been doing it for a long time. So I think those are very special. And then we always do golf tournaments. We have a couple of other golf tournaments that are coming up. We're planning one out right now for Alpine Country Club in June, and then we'll have our big one that's in at Warwick Country Club in September this year. So a lot of exciting events.
So, is the best thing for people to do that want information on those events and maybe how they can become involved, whether it's as a participant, as a donor, as a sponsor, to go to your website? And additionally, I guess let's parlay that into the next question. How can people help your organization, A Wish Come True?
So we just had, just as an example, 6 years ago when I started at A Wish Come True, there was, I don't know if you remember, but I had a younger brother who passed away when I was 11. Christmas was a really tough time. And so we didn't really have Christmas presents under the tree, but I still, I knew Santa. I thought Santa was going to come that year. And so I said to the families, I said when I started 6 years ago, I never want families to ever feel like they don't have enough for, present under the tree. So we had 11 families that year. Fast forward 6 years, we just finished up 203 kids getting Christmas presents. And then while the families actually came to our office and shopped for themselves, we had volunteers that helped us wrap presents. We're always looking for volunteers. We need volunteers for the polo plunge. We need volunteers for shamrocks. Be part of kind of creating the magic, because once you see it and you see these families and the relationships that we have with them, you catch on to the mission pretty quickly.
Sure. So again, people go to the website. Is that the best thing to do? There
Yes,
they can
people
find
can
your
go to.
contact information and all that.
Absolutely. They can go to the website. They can contact me directly. They can contact Denise Lopez, is my director of development. And then we'll reach out to folks as well. We'll follow up very quickly. And then the other piece is that anybody can make a referral to, grant a wish, and I think that's important for folks to know. It could be a neighbor. This doesn't discriminate against people. It could be anyone, so unfortunately. So if you know of someone that, might be eligible for a wish, please give us a call. We will, my program staff will, walk you through our process. But basically, we would contact the doctor of the child and then ask them, is it a life-threatening illness? They have to qualify that child. Once they say it's a life-threatening illness, then we will, start to reach out and talk to the families and, start to plan this magical wish for them.
And it's important to note, it does not necessarily mean a terminal illness. It's a life-threatening illness, correct? That would qualify a child for a wish come true.
Exactly. So, and I think that's scary, for sometimes the families, oh, it's, they, or there's this, back in the day, it was just for, terminally ill kids, but, this, not now, now we really know that, because of modern technology that, our families and our families and the kids are surviving. And so it's more pressure on the family. So that's when we have a, what we call the Megan K. Duffy Hardship Fund. And we actually support our families. We will give them up to $1,500 a year for past bills that are due, if they've if you know their life is, in an uproar right now. So, they get behind on things, and we're there to help support them, along that journey. So that's stuff that we raise the money for. So it's not just the wishes, it's this, it's this fund which has exceeded our goals this year.
And let's be honest, that's the outcome we want. We say life-threatening illness. We want them to beat that life-threatening illness, right? And a big part of trying to beat that life-threatening illness is being able to go to Disney and lift their spirits and get their mind off of what it is that they're battling. So it's all connected. And again, the ultimate outcome is we want all of these young boys and girls to beat these life-threatening illnesses, correct?
Absolutely. It's hard. It's a, when you're going to the hospital, and a lot of these families, they drive back and forth to Boston Children's Hospital. So we give gas cards, we'll give grocery cards out. These families have not been on a date date night and years, you know, so it's like, you know, gift certificates that we could collect that we can give to the families just so they can go. And, you know, it's like when you get on the plane, you know, you got to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you can help everyone else. And these parents are drained, you know, they're in a struggle and they're scared. And, you know, we're here for them and we will do whatever it takes to help them along this journey.
A wish.org is the website. We're talking to Mary Kate O'Leary, the executive director of A Wish Come True. Mary Kate, is there anything we haven't discussed this morning that we should before we wrap things up?
I don't think so. I think we kind of covered everything, Scott. We're getting pretty good at this.
I know. Yeah, that's right. This is becoming old hat for you. Well,
exactly.
Again, Mary Kate, thank you so much for joining us and for all that you and A Wish Come True do for kids with life-threatening illnesses. And happy holidays to you and yours. And we look forward to speaking to you again on the show.
Thank you. And same to you as well, Scott. To, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year for all.
All right. That is Mary Kate O'Leary, the executive director of A Wish Come True, our guest here on Community Matters. Again, for more information on how you can become involved on the events held by A Wish Come True, go to their website, awish.org. And that'll do it for this edition of Community Matters. My thanks to Mary Kate O'Leary. My thanks to producer Laura Minicucci. And of course, most of all, thanks to you for tuning in. My name is Scott Cordici. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Be sure to join us again next week for another edition of Community Matters with your host, Scott Cordici. If your group or organization would like to be part of the show, email us at communitymatters@weei.com.